You're listening to That's Life here at the Nahum Segal Network. I am joined by a returning guest and someone of whom I am a huge fan. The pop art rabbi Yitzhak Muli joins us by phone. For those of you who are not familiar with Muli's art, you can check out Muli Art, that's for sure. He is a conceptual artist whose work explores the intersection of spirituality and the material world. He grew up in Melbourne, Australia, and spent his formative years in the Hasidic Brooklyn. He brings together colorful worlds of his hippie upbringing and his Hasidic culture, which results in a unique palette of colors and ideas. Muli uses silkscreen and painting in his process, but is careful not to be limited to any one medium. Rather, he is consistently seeking out new modes of expressions to convey his ideas. And he has recently returned from Israel. We're going to hear all about that installation. Rabbi Muli, good morning.
Good morning, Miriam. Thank you.
Thank you
very much for having me back.
Not at all. Thank you for joining me. So we have a number of different things to talk about, and I'm so excited to share with our listeners who were not in Israel over the Chagim, which I would have to say is most people, myself included, what you were involved in there, because it's really quite unique. But more than that, to me, as a fan, it represents an appreciation and a recognition of the work that you do.
Amen.
There is...
Where do we begin?
Well, we're going to begin that in a second. But I want to ask you a question even before we talk about your involvement in the Jerusalem. Is it the Biennale? How do I pronounce that?
If we're cultured, we call it Biennale.
Biennale, okay. If we're not cultured, then we call
it biannual.
Amazing, biannual. Good, good, because it happens every 2 years. Let me ask you the following question. You know, there are a number of artists, both in the Jewish world and obviously in the secular world as well, who... Are struggling artists their entire lives. It would seem to me that you have had the good fortune of developing a following and a name for yourself, which is you know, only reinforced by the fact that you were invited to be part of this unbelievable collaboration in Jerusalem. So I'm wondering how much of this, let's call it success, because that's a word I can use, but how much of this recognition do you believe is not only in part because you are constantly, diligently working to promote your work through social media and through different avenues, but also because your art is something that is so easily lovable and easily appreciated that it can therefore be absorbed by many people of different backgrounds?
So the question is
to what do you question? To what do you attribute your success? I guess is the
short. Okay, well, you know, the installation that I have in Jerusalem that we're going to get to is titled "Spread Your Light," and that is a theme that I've been enamored with for many years. And, you know, when you see a beautiful piece of art, when you see something striking in whatever form it is, it resonates. And the idea of spreading light, you know, Chassidus teaches, you know, and science tells us that darkness, you know, darkness is just the absence of light. So when you bring light, it spreads light. And my work is all about light, and I'm grateful that you know, I'm the one, you know, the torch bearer, if you may. I'm just trying to bring light to the world,
and I think it shows, because there's such positivity in your work that you can't do anything but look at it and smile. It just brings it just brings, you know, continuing that light metaphor, it brings a tremendous amount of warmth when you stand and appreciate it. So let's talk about the Biennial, or the whatever we're going to call it, the installation in Jerusalem. Tell me first how they contacted you, and then tell me your role in it.
So this is my second time being involved in the Jerusalem Biennial. I was part of it 2 years ago with a show called Pop Orthodox, which is all about pop art in the Orthodox world, in the firm world. I had a piece, my classic piece, the cult classic titled Orange Socks, a line of Chassidim, with one guy wearing orange socks, which is my self-portrait, but it's something that many people connect with,
right?
The idea of finding your own light, finding your own orange socks in the world. That was 2 years ago. They invited me back. They actually saw the work that I did I had over Hanukkah this past year, I took my family's RV, because every family needs an RV.
Sure.
And I wrapped it in a 25-foot-long black vinyl with a message over the top, hashtag light over darkness. And that was, you know, somewhat in response to the massacre in Pittsburgh. And I felt I wanted to bring light to the darkness. I drove around New York, New Jersey, and I asked people. I had 100 markers, all bright colors, and said, do a mitzvah, commit to doing a mitzvah, and write that mitzvah on the black wall and transform darkness to light. So light over darkness. And every, I had a menorah at the bottom, and every day of Hanukkah, I painted another flame. And the good folks at the Jerusalem Biennial saw that, and they said, hey, bring some of that energy to Jerusalem.
Mm.
Now, the Jerusalem Biennial began over Sukkot, and Sukkot is not about light over darkness. Sukkot is Zman Simchatenu, which is joy. So I just went with share your light as the concept. And what I did was we built a structure, which during Sukkot was a sukkah, and now it's just a structure. The outside is reflective plexiglass. The inside is white walls and white floor. And I actually had two windows, one going from about 60% mark on the wall, going all the way up and open at the top. So it's, you know, reaching upwards, and then another window from the 60% mark reaching down. So, you know, the sukkah is the interface between heaven and earth. And really, this whole idea is us reaching, you know, to the divine, and the divine reaching to us. The idea of a mitzvah is how we connect to God.
Amazing.
But really, the interactive element, the exciting part of it, is that I printed 10,000 flame-shaped stickers, 10 different varieties, 1,000 of each, and brought them with me to Israel. And the idea, again, is for people to commit to doing a positive deed, commit to doing a mitzvah, and then stepping into the space and taking one of these flame stickers and putting it on the wall of the sukkah and transforming the space. And that's what we do. We spread light. Every positive act that we do, we spread more light. And the idea of the installation is to transform these white walls full of color, and thereby, you know, transforming the whole world with our good deeds.
Beautiful. What's the difference? Pardon my ignorance. What's the difference between reflective glass and mirror?
One is, I mean, a mirror is glass with silver behind it, and then reflective plexiglass is the cheaper, you know, non-destructible or less destructible version.
Got it. But in effect, it obviously does the same thing, correct?
Yeah.
Got it.
It's a mirror. The idea is for people to see themselves
right
in the space and to draw them in.
Beautiful. And how was that received?
It was very well received. People loved it. Of course, the kids loved stickers, but people loved that, you know, my art is accessible. I want to make my art accessible. And as I go on, my art is becoming more and more interactive, that it's not about me making a piece and you looking at it and saying, wow, or otherwise. It's about us doing something together, so that I'm setting up, you know, blank canvases, so to speak, for people to come and interact with.
10 years ago, would you have imagined that people would be as receptive to your art as they are?
No. But it's a journey, and you know,
right.
I keep on, you know, keep on moving forward.
JewishStreetArt.com is where we can see your participation in an installation called 7 Days of Creation. Tell me about that.
Yes, so part two of the biennial, because instead of going for one thing, I went for two things. a dear friend, Hillel Smith, is a curator of this show. And the Jerusalem Biennial had, I don't even know, 26, 30 different shows in multiple locations around Jerusalem. And you can see that, I think, at JerusalemBiennial.org, or just searching Jerusalem Biennial. But one of them was this show called the Jewish Street Art Festival, which Hillel wants to now take around the world. But we did two things. So one was 7 days of creation at the Artist Colony. The Artist Colony is just outside Migdal David. And on the back wall, there is a bunch of, this happened to be 7 grates covering 7 AC units. And they were looking to spruce it up and make it look beautiful. And 7 is, hey, the 7 days of creation. So they divided up, gave each artist a grate with one of the days of creation. And I got Shabbat. Again, spread your light. And I created a piece that you could see on the website, as you said, of 3 Shabbat candles instead of 2, and we can go into that as well. And so the, you know, and then a halo of darkness, and then the light the energy of the Shabbat candles spreading out.
Well, the three versus the two was obviously the first question I was going to ask you. So speak to me about that for a second.
So the three versus the two, number one is this conversation piece. You get to ask me, and therefore I get to answer. And the most beautiful thing was that I was up there during Sukkot, Chol HaMoed, you know, decked out on one of the pictures has me on a crane, on a huge cherry picker. And I'm up there in my painting clothes, and, you know, an Orthodox family, a Haredi family walked by, and this little kid yells out, he goes, "Why are you doing three candles?" in Hebrew. And, you know, my Hebrew is getting better. And again, this gave me an opportunity to share that the Lubavitcher Rebbe, of which I am a chassid, gives us the opportunity, created of his 10 mitzvot, mitzvah campaign for women and girls by the age of 3 to start lighting candles.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another Hasidic artist who did a painting once with 2 candles, and he gave it to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe, amongst many, many other things, is an art critic. And the Rebbe said, when you paint candles, don't paint 2, paint 3 for the parents and for the child, for a daughter, and specifically put the child's candle in the middle. So you have this idea of a nuclear family. You have the idea of the love and the protection of the parents surrounding the child and nurturing the child. So here I am on the side of up a cherry picker on the side of a wall in Jerusalem, and this kid asks me this question, and I get to answer back. Rebbe Milubavitch Amar, you know, the Rebbe Milubavitch said this idea of spreading light even further and to the next generation.
Beautiful.
And I think I took that family by surprise, and hopefully they'll remember that.
Well, I have to imagine you take most people by surprise when you think of people and the, you know, a stereotypical impression that one would have, or idea one would have of somebody who is a street artist or who is part of a street art installation. I can't imagine too many Lubavitcher Hasidim come to mind as the paradigm for what you would expect in a street artist. But yet,
please God, I'll be the first of many.
Do you find, by the way, that, you know, amongst other Lubavitcher Hasidim, that people are taken with your work and more than that, are inspired to express themselves artistically because you've already done so?
I think so. I think, you know, people talk about, you know, that we're at a renaissance in Jewish art. And I really believe that it's true. And I see more and more people painting. It happens to be a lot more females, a lot more women, girls are painting than men or creating than men. And hopefully we'll, you know, change that and improve that. But in the 15 years or so that I've been doing this, yeah, there's definitely been an uptick.
Wow.
I think Jewish art is a number of years behind Jewish music, and you know the leaps and bounds that Jewish music is at. But I think Jewish art is really, really moving forward in many ways and at quite a fast pace.
We're beyond the days of, I don't want to say beyond as if we left them behind, but we are more than stucco boxes and esrog cases.
Yes. As I say, it's, you know, my art is not your grandfather's Jewish art.
There you go. That is for sure. Nor my mother's.
Yes.
You're listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network, and I'm joined by artist, pop art rabbi, Yitzchak Muley. You can find all of his art, Muley Art, Muully Art, ART.com, MuleyArt.com. You can find so many of his different works on that website available for purchase. I have to highly recommend you take a look at some of his work with your own eyes, not just on the website, but in person. Meet Muley on your own. If you actually, and I say this to my, I say this to all the listeners with a full heart, if you watch Muley at work, and I've had the opportunity to see him work with children. If you ever get that opportunity, you should go. Because if you want to see someone who loves what they do and who loves to share what they do, Yitzchak Muley is one of those people. MuleyArt.com, MuleyArt.com. Let me ask you a couple more questions before we have to wrap up. Your next exhibition, your next showcase, your next viewing is when in the New York area?
That is a good question. I'm not sure. I just got back. I mean, some of my work is up on Central Avenue in Cedarhurst at the Beyond Metal Gallery.
Okay.
You know, I'm in Midtown right now. I just got a bus in, and I actually found a quiet spot in Midtown, but I'm on my way to an office to talk about some large scale, my next project, because it's always about the next project, large scale murals, sorry, not murals, large scale sculptures that I'm working on. I have a project for the for March of the Living in coming up in, I don't know when it is, in a few months. Hopefully I'll have it all ready in time.
Wow.
So I do a lot of workshops. I do a lot of, I'm going up to Montreal this weekend to do a mural, a plus one mural with the Friendship Circle in Montreal.
Beautiful.
Going to the DC area a few weeks after that and then to Miami in December. I'm not sure when the next art show in Manhattan is. Maybe one of your listeners out there is interested and we'll do something together.
Yeah, well, certainly.
Always looking for opportunities.
Certainly keep us in mind, that's for sure. And I have to ask you one totally practical question. While this is going to sound absolutely ridiculous, tell me what it looks like when you pack to go overseas. I mean, you got 10,000 stickers in your suitcase because you're using this as part of the installation. And I imagine you bring your own spray paint. Am I correct?
No, but thank God I didn't have to bring paint, spray paint across the world. They have spray paint in Israel.
Yeah, I know they have spray paint in Israel, but I imagine that you're probably very particular in terms of the brand that you use and the colors that you choose. So did you just like figure it out when you got there? You worked with what they had, or you're literally shipping this?
Hillel Smith, who also flew in from D.C., he had all that. They had all the paint that we needed. I use house paint as part of what I do. I went to, it was a cultural experience going to a bodega sized Home Depot in Jerusalem to find house paint that was very different. But the colors are colors. You kind of make do with what you got, you know, when you're on the road. When I pack, I think all my personal items fit inside my carry-on. And then I take two full suitcases full of art and full of art materials and supplies and syringes and all sorts of fun stuff to get the job done.
Well, I'll tell you, you're certainly in good company, because Lord knows when we travel here from the network, the equipment comes first. that is for sure. MooleyArt.com. You can find more information there, and you can contact him through the website.
If I may, we'll add MooleyArt on Instagram and on Facebook.
Yes.
I have to work on, when I get a quiet moment, I'll work on updating my website.
You got it. Okay, yeah, that's my fault. Instagram and on Facebook, Mooley Art, MoulyArt. Rabbi Mooley, as always, it is a pleasure to have you on. I thank you for your time and continued hatzlacha to you.
Amen. Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. You've been listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network.